Good morning. It's 8:37 a.m. on November the 12th, 2024. On a blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, it's a chilly one. It is 20-something. I'm not sure what. 29, according to the official temperature meter. It feels like 29. Yeah, it's a bit nippy. I kind of wish I'd worn my extra fleece, but I don't have the jacket zipped up, so it's my own damn fault. I'm not wearing my gloves, so my hands are cold. My nose is running. And I've been walking straight into the wind for the last half mile, so. It's like, yeah, hey, you're cold. I wonder why. Dumbass. Anyway. So, yeah, I didn't work yesterday. I was like, nope. I don't know quite why, but it was a no day. I spent most of the day reading, although I did bake bread. I got the einkorn flour the other night, and so I made 20% einkorn whole wheat, because I like the extra flavor, texture, and color. And just a little bit of whole wheat adds to the loaf. The shipment came, my little 5-pound bag. God, it's so expensive. If I used enough of it, I could probably justify paying for a 40-pound bucket. Just because the 40-pound bucket shipped free. Or at least they don't charge me directly for the shipping, so. I suspect I could probably get a better deal if I just bought 2 5-pound bags at a time, but we'll see how this goes. I don't know. Easy, dog. Jesus. But you're really popular with the neighbors. So, yeah, baked bread yesterday came out pretty good. It looks good. I haven't cut into it yet. Somebody has, but it wasn't me. I finished off the last loaf. For breakfast, and even stale, it's good. So Roger's been suffering. I have not played with Roger for a couple of days. I played for an hour in X4 yesterday. The first half hour, made some progress. Lost it all in the second half hour. Yeah. Put it down, went back to reading. There's a chickadee. I hear that chickadee. I don't know where it is, but I hear it. Every dog in the neighborhood. Thank you. Yeah, I did spend a lot of time yesterday reading. Felt good. I felt good. I felt like I needed to step back. I'm making a turn and walking in full sunlight just right now, and that is glorious. But yeah, I've been reading and not playing with Roger, and I need to go play with Roger a little bit. I think I'm getting ready to start a binge. A binge would be great. A writing binge where I sink into the book and don't come back out again for like 4, 5, 6 weeks. That would be wonderful. Holy crap, would that be good? And I'm beginning to think it might be possible. Again, a couple hours of simmering, threw in some lentils, some tomatoes, even picked up some baby spinach to go in it to give it a little extra oomph. Used a lot of garlic. Oh my God. I have been cooking so much with, I put in so much garlic. 3 large cloves, smashed, diced, smashed again, diced some more. May not be able to taste it, but I can sure smell it, and it smells wonderful. Got my Quaker working nicely, finally. I just needed some time for the filler, I think, to the feeder, the feed, bleh, for the feed to sort of get saturated with ink. And it's not bad. It is not bad. It's a little bit scratchy, but it's a fine point. It's not extra fine, thank God. It's a fine point. Doesn't do good in cheap paper. Does very well with like the Nemosyne notebook. I tried it there and took some Roger notes in the Nemosyne. Works nice. Yeah, I'm pleased. I got the Lemmy Blue that I thought was really quite anemic is actually not quite as anemic as I thought. The pen I have inked up with it, which is not a Lemmy pen. It's one of my Watermans, one of the cartridge converters. And yeah, I started out really weak, but I think the problem was that the feed was saturated with water. I didn't actually dry it enough before I inked it up and tried to use it. So the ink was watered down, and now that it's had a chance to do its own kind of feed saturation, the blue is not too bad. I like this blue. Yeah, Robert suggested that I go with a blue black if I wanted a really dark blue. And the answer is, yeah, that does it, but it gives me a blue black. It doesn't give me a nice, rich blue. Navy, depending on the ink, navy blue can do it. Royal blue is more like I'm looking for. Diamonds Oxford blue is the one I'm thinking I like the most in terms of all the samples I tried, because it's a really rich blue without being black, without being dark. It's just a good solid blue. And of course, part of the problem is the ink and the pen and the paper all go together. And how well the feed works and how well the nib is lined up with the feed and the actual viscosity of the ink, because they do vary a little bit from ink to ink. So yeah, it's coming together. I have had a good time writing. I need to go back to trying to improve my handwriting again. I let that go by. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk pose. Ba-da-da-da. Ah, it's much better. The eastern reach here is much warmer. I'm sheltered from the wind, and I've got direct sunlight on my body, and it's much better. It's definitely November, and I know I see November as winter now. I used to think, well, yeah, I can't have winter until after solstice. No, I can have winter now. This is winter. It's early winter. It's a transitional period still. We're still in early November. But getting the snow, having the snow knock a lot of leaves down, having just a few leaves left on the trees, it's not fall anymore. It's winter. I can see that. So I've got most of the paperwork I need to finish off registering the new van. That's good. I still need to get an inspection. And of course, it was a state office, so it was closed yesterday. But today or tomorrow, most of my extra tack, I got a taxi task today. I got to take one of the kids to the dentist. And unfortunately, the dentist is on the opposite end of town, so I can't really fold in easily. I can't fold in the inspection with the dentist. I could if I wanted to spend the extra gas, but I can do better. The squirrels are decimating my bird feeder. The seeds in my feeder are just, I shouldn't call it a bird feeder anymore. It's a squirrel buffet. I mean, let's be honest. I'm feeding the squirrels. The birds get what the squirrels leave. Although the squirrels are such messy eaters that the birds are getting a lot because particularly the ground feeders, the juncos, the sparrows. I've got least house sparrows, but I also think there are some kind of finch that's down there too. There, I think there's a sparrow that has a purple side, and I keep wanting to make it be like a purple finch, but it's not. It's something else, and I've forgotten. Brain not braining. U.S. Postal Service out delivering packages this morning. It would make so much sense if they all shifted over to electric vehicles, but I can't imagine DeJoy is going to go along with that now. He'll probably continue to disassemble the Postal Service in favor of the private package delivery services that he owns and runs. What the hell is that? Somebody, a compressor, somebody blowing out a... blowing out a sprinkler system. It's a little late for that. Better late than ever, I suppose. It's only going to get colder. The nice thing is the sidewalks. I gave the sidewalks extra day to clear up, and it's paid off because they're absolutely clear and dry, and it's putting us wonderful this morning. After the slip sliding away from the other day, that was so scary. That was so treacherous. It's like, and I sound like such a feeble old man. Oh, I'm walking on the ice. I'm going to fall down and crack a rib. Well, yeah. You know, that's one thing to have an irrational fear. It's another thing to have a rational concern for the reality that surrounds me. My context is, and I often find myself forgetting this, I am a little old man. I've actually shrunk. I used to be 5'8". I'm down to 5'7". It's like, yeah, I'm old. I've shrunk. I'm 72 years old. On whatever scale you want to measure it, I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm hobbling around doing my 2 mile hike in the morning, outdoors in the cold, bitching all the way. Oh, what fun it is to bitch! All these houses, all these multifamily. They look really nice. I wouldn't turn my nose up at living in one of these. Except that they're $400,000 a piece, and they're basically a two-story apartment. And I'm like, I don't even know what my house is worth anymore. I know what the city thinks it's worth. Whatever the city thinks, whatever the market that says, it's worth way more than that to me. Oh, here comes a lady with an old dog. Lovely dog. Lovely lady. Good morning. Yeah. Thanks to smell. Something interesting down there. Somebody left a P mail and he's reading it. No, it looks like the cat's back from the vet. Car's in the yard. The park is looking winterish. And it's giving me a little snow in the shade where we got the snow the other day. Most of it's melted. There's still little piles of it where cities scraped a couple of the sidewalks here in the park and left little piles of snow here and there. So it's not all melted. It isn't all gone. And will be more, so there's that. Thank you. It's funny how some of these trees have just they're naked, and that right beside them there's a tree that's still got 95% of its leaves. The maple tree in my front yard is still fully leafed. It's turning a little yellow, but it's still fully leafed. And every cottonwood in the neighborhood is naked. Well, this one right here, this grandfathered cottonwood in the park, is not quite naked, but all but. It's got a little loincloth here. But other than that, nope. All these twiggy bits wafting in the breeze. Let me get across the street before this guy decides he needs to run me over to do whatever he's doing. Just saw him go the other way. Oh, no, it's a different car. Never mind. Anyway, look, I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, come on, wake up. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.